Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
We'll just go ahead and we'll talk about COVID-19, I think is how you say it. You know what? All I'm going to say is this. God is here, God is near, and he hasn't left you. Whether you trust in God or you don't, or you have a higher power, you're loved, you're wanted, you're more than enough. Today's topic is, it's okay not to be okay, and God is near. So you're having a hard time because, you know, you're in the house, you're not working, and you have the children, and your anxiety is just up the wall, and the whole family is home, and maybe finances, you're worrying about finances. Well, I'm going to go between music and Bible verses and just give you some insight on how I'm dealing with it. What I'm doing is just remembering that it's a day by day. Pray. Eat. Pray. Sleep. Pray. And stay connected with those you love. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. I know it's hard when you when you're having a hard time with people and in life, and now you have this virus is about, and you're just feeling overwhelmed. It's okay. I want you to tell yourself, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay to not be okay. But you, I can't worry myself about this. We're going to play a song, and then we will be right back. Well, as soon as the song plays itself, you know how that goes. It's not playing itself. What am I talking about? That's silly, huh? Yeah, okay. I'm calm because I want you guys to be calm, because you know what I've learned over these last, especially 4 years, is that no matter what happens in your life, whether somebody tries to kill you, divorce you, that God is still there and he's going to love you no matter what, and he's never going to leave you and he's never going to forsake you, and you're not alone. That's what I want to tell you guys. I'm here to encourage you, to love you, and to say you are amazing. Back with Rolling with the Diva, and today we're talking about it's okay to not be okay, but God is near. So let's talk about some ways that you can help yourself and help others when maybe you're not dealing with anything. Maybe this is just going to be, you're not a person who's not used to being inside like me. But you have to, one, I really emphasize prayer because it does work. Two is, you know what? Make a list of people that you know that you can call, like maybe 1 to 10 people. Don't make it over that because a lot of different people try to keep conversations with, and it might get you more frustrated. Have a top 5 list of people that you can talk to that can help you through a situation. 4, get sleep, eat right, and exercise, even if you're exercising in a chair. Now, I'm not a medical professional, so I'm not telling you that you need to exercise. I'm just suggesting it. Check with your doctor, your alternative health provider, before you do any kind of exercise. But exercise has shown me that it can relieve my stress and help me. And there's plenty of ways to get exercise when you can't leave the house. Okay, we're going to play another song, and then we'll be right back.
Sovereign God.
sometimes worry causes us not to be okay because we worry about many things. And believe me, I'm not saying you can't worry. I get it. You're human. We're all human. I was worrying the other day, I think about a week, the earliest week of the banks were closed because my paycheck hadn't came in the mail. I get it. But then we're reminded, like in Matthew 6:25, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not, is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? God has your back. So I'm going to pray for us. And I'm going to tell you a story, and then we're going to go out with some music. The story is from www.gatewaytojesus.com. And I like this one. Can any of you worrying add a single hour to your life? Matthew 6:27. All right, here we go. The Power of a Little Prayer by Tony K. It was the end of a great day. My wife and I were on our way home. It was about midnight. We were both relaxed and enjoying the ride on a clear autumn night. I was driving our 1999 Mazda 626 down the highway and was preparing to exit into a major four-lane road. Sarah and I frequently pray as we travel, especially at night. We were both in a reflective mood and decided to pray about halfway home. Had already finished praying to God, Sarah was still talking to him as we started up the long exit ramp. She was asking for his protection on our family, who were also traveling on either evening. Little did she know we were about to become the recipient of that very protection. We were both watching the traffic light. As we got about halfway up the ramp, it was solid green. There were no vehicles in front of us, so we simply rolled into an intersection about 30 miles an hour to make the sweeping left turn on the other road. This is getting interesting. As we entered the intersection, we saw a flash of light to our left and instantly heard a loud crash and felt the jarring impact. Our bodies were thrown to the right, then whipped back immediately to an upright position. I felt a sharp bolt in my lower side and back as our car stopped. Dead in the intersection. It was like somebody had hit me full force with a baseball bat. I just sat there, dazed and moaning. I could not believe what had just happened. I heard my wife asking if I was okay. I told her my back hurt, but otherwise I seemed to be all right. I asked her if she was injured, expecting an answer involving neck pain. Praise God, she was completely unhurt. Then I realized that I didn't have any neck trauma either. In spite of it being violently slammed sideways, we had no obvious injuries to our neck. The paramedics checked me over in the car, then helped me out of the passenger side because the driver's side was closed shut. They checked me on the ambulance and said I was okay except for some possible bruised ribs where the side impact door beamed right into my back, into the back. I didn't even have to go to the hospital. Our car had to be towed away. It had almost $10,000 damage, but we walked away. Amazingly, the three teenagers in the Blazers that hit us were also completely unharmed. The speed limit was 45 on the road, and the driver had said she had gone, had a green light, so she would have not been slowing down because she hit us broadside in the intersection. There is no reasonable explanation for this lack of serious injuries for all of us. Unless we believe in miracles. We do. There are a lot of things that don't make sense about this whole thing. Looking back on the accident and observing the damage to the vehicles, there are many things that I simply didn't understand. This all should have been much worse. Don't we think? So let's stop for a moment. Don't we sometimes think that? What I do know is this. Jesus saves in more ways than one. Jesus heard my wife's prayer for protection. He put an angel between the two vehicles to absorb the majority of the energy that has sent some of us to the hospital with major traumas, injuries. His intervention saved lives that night. I walked away from an accident other people at other times never did. Why? I can't answer that question. I don't know the mind of God and why he chooses to save one and not another at any given time. What I do know is that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. His goodness and love never changes. He allows nothing bad to happen that is not ultimately for some good. He has a purpose for each and every one of us, and maybe we don't always understand it, but there's a reason for things good and bad in our lives. I don't know why he chose to spare me and my wife this time, but we are very thankful that he did. He also extended his mercy to the three teens that we didn't even know and spared them too. I don't claim to know all the answers. All I can testify is the fact that at the time, my wife was talking to God and asking for his protection. We walked away from this wreck with no serious injuries. The facts speak for themselves. What more can I say? I love that story. I'm going to end with a song. I hope that story was inspiring and encouraging to you. Just for the fact that God did a miracle in their lives. There's going to be many things that's going to go on in the next couple of months. You may not understand. You may get frustrated. But from what that writer was saying, God is with us. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us, no matter what happens. Please know it's okay to not be okay. But at some times you have to call on God, your higher powers, and have a good support system. And that would probably be the last thing I tell you, that a good support system will get you through anything. And if you don't, then you need to. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to rule out. Diva is on her way to get medicine from the pharmacy and hopefully find somewhere she can get a muffin, because I love muffins.
About dreams.